This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally working.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Welcome to the jungle!
You know, but anyways, like, people send me that shit all the time, like, what do you think about this? What the fuck do you mean what I think about this?
It's a horrible
terrible.
That's what I think.
Yeah. It's a fucking terrible tattoo. What the hell do you think about it?
Like, I mark the tattoo. Like,
I can't handle some of the tattoos on Snake Pit.
No. By the way, oh, God.
Too much. Yeah.
If I would even, like, question it to, I don't even know if I say to our listeners, hey, if you have a fucking free moment, you go to Snake Pit on Instagram and go fish around that motherfucker for a little bit, because, well, some of you may thank us, and those are our people, and the other ones that go, why the fuck did you send me there? I have to go.
Those are also our people, because I have both minds on that.
God, yeah, it's horrible. People ask me all the time. People ask me, what do you think about it? Again, the fuck do you think? It's not only is it a horrible concept, it's also very poorly fucking done. Look, if I'm going to do a dick and balls with the fucking Lord of the rings around the shaft, and then, like you said, like the Eye of Sauron is the head, and Gollum is one of the fucking Schmeagles, is one of the fucking testicles. Dude, you bet your sweet ass I'm gonna deliver the fucking the gnarliest veiny truth you've ever seen in your fucking life. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? This thing is gonna have detail, and it's gonna be like, it's gonna be the most beautiful, disturbing thing you've ever seen in your fucking life.
Oh my lord.
All right. And, on that note, welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Oh lord.
Okay.
Wow. Here we are in the locker room.
Yeah.
Hey Matt, look, no sippy cup this time.
Yeah, it disappeared.
What is that? Are you drinking Pedialyte? Pedialyte or whatever that is?
I'm not that
Pedialyte.
Old. I'm drinking Ensure. No, it's coconut water.
Ensure, that's it, yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah,
That's another one. That's another one for guys that shouldn't exist. Is men that drink coconut water and LaCroix. Oh wait,
there is LaCroix.
You guys can't see Marco's drinking coconut water and Matt's drinking LaCroix. I heard the greatest explanation for LaCroix. It's like you opened a can of sparkling water and somebody yelled the name of a fruit from the other room.
Well,
I like some of the flavors. They're pretty good. We have the SodaStream thing, so we usually just make our own.
Yeah, that's what I use SodaStream.
We've been on that Waterloo. I don't know if you guys have tried that Waterloo.
Not endorsed by
Waterloo. Waterloo. What, Waterloo, like the ABBA song?
No, Waterloo. What the fuck is what? Who? Get out. Leave the locker room.
What?
Hey, Waterloo is Waterloo's a fizzy drink, a competitor to LaCroix, if you will. They have a delicious grapefruit.
What?
Welcome back to the locker room. I put locker room for man, apparently.
you never believe it. When I was standing in the locker room at the police station, and a young new officer who had just got hired onto our department, and he's on the other side of the locker room, and I hear somebody call out from the other side of the locker room because it was separated by a big rack of coats and cubby holes and stuff like that. And I hear, what the fuck is that? And the guy's like, oh. And I come around the corner. The dude had a tramp stamp.
No.
He had a lower back tattoo. Yeah.
No. And, was it tribal too? What was it?
No, it wasn't. It was like, it had something to do with skiing. It was like a pair of skis. He was a big skier, I guess.
Properly placed, huh?
Oh yeah. One of my boys that I worked with in LA, he has a tramp stamp of his own, like, nickname.
What?
Is that so the other guys know who they're butt fucking? Why does he have this nickname?
And I love that fucker to death, man. But like, it's one of those like don't ask, don't tell policy things. Like we all knew about it. Like we just, you know, even he make kind of little fun of it. Yeah, I got a tramp stamp. Like,
They've
tried to play it off like, yeah, I got it ironically.
No, he got it. He's just one of those things he just got when he was younger, when it wasn't so, it wasn't so divided or it wasn't so one-sided. I mean, you guys remember, I played with Mario for years, and that fucker had his belly button pierced for a while.
Oh yeah. Your bass player that with the belly button ring. That's men that shouldn't exist.
That's a phenomenal.
That's a bold statement.
That phenomenal is a beast of a fucking bass player, but don't get me wrong, I have made plenty of questionable life choices and decisions throughout my my many years myself, so I'm not leaving myself out of this list in certain situations,
there's a difference between having a situation occur one time, maybe even two times, maybe the third time's a charm, and then learning from it and moving the fuck on versus displaying a behavior for a long period of time or keeping that piercing in that part of your body for a long period of time. I'll use
the perfect example. There may have come a night, and there didn't, but I'm just saying I have had many a night where if I had woken up with a belly button. Yeah, if I had woken up with a belly button ring, I wouldn't have been surprised because I wouldn't have been surprised if I'd have woken up with a tattoo at certain points in our friendship.
Right.
However, I think the belly button ring, the second I realize I have it, it's coming out.
Yep.
Well, so, I think in all fairness, the second I would have realized that I had it, I would have fucking rolled over, looked at Matt, and be like, "You fucking dick."
Right, exactly. Because you know he doesn't put you up to that.
Yeah, he's fucking like, you're finally more drunk than I am. Check this out, dude. This is a great idea, Marco. This is the chicks are going to love it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. See, they're going to like it. They're going to like it a lot. Oh, it's so American.
Oh yeah,
you're so about this. You're doing this.
They're all doing it. I'm gonna go right after you. You go first.
Oh god, the famous last line.
Matt's taking over, or Matt has control of the topic this episode.
Yes.
And he has promised
yep.
us a civics lesson.
Civics lesson. All right.
Yeah, well, I figure it's about the right timing for this because of what is going on. Because as of right now, the only people who are convinced that we have a president-elect is the media. In reality, nothing's official yet.
Right. The media and everybody that watches the media to be told what they should think.
right. So I figured we'd go over, like, you know, first of all, the timeline of everything that needs to happen, who needs to do what by what time, and some possible scenarios that could happen.
Ooh, so how president gets elected,
how
the different ways that can go sideways.
Yes.
Ooh,
and it went sideways one time in the whole history of this great nation. It went sideways one time, and we'll get to that. So we all know November 3rd was election day, right? And then everybody votes on election day, and they count all the votes, tally everything up. It isn't until
this year, everybody votes 3 months before election day.
Right, yeah.
Jesus.
And
vote early, because that way you don't know as much shit about us as
use all the ballots that got mailed to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got two, by the way. I only used one.
Yeah, it's because you're not a fucking cheater.
Yeah. Anyway. So November 3rd, election. December 14th is when the Electoral College votes. So we're not even there yet.
Right.
So we're not there yet. That's when all 538 members cast their vote. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's only 29 states out of all the states have a law in place that says that the Electoral college members have to cast their vote in accordance with.
Well, I do know vote. There is a concept called a faithless elector, which is somebody in the Electoral College who casts their vote against what they're supposed to. In other words, the people of the state voted, you know, because let's face it, what, there's only two states, Nebraska, and I can't remember who else, that give percentages,
right.
If you win 60% of the state, you get 60% of their electoral votes, and vice versa, you know, 40 and 40. So, but a faithless elector is when the entire state goes to a certain candidate, but that person who has to vote in the Electoral College goes and votes against what the state said. And I guess then, yes, if there's only 29 states, or there's only a finite number of states right now that have those laws in place, if somebody could theoretically do that, that would mean that it's possible.
Yeah. So,
and you know, what's funny is I remember when Trump got elected, there was a big controversy where some of the electors, members of the Electoral College had actually said, I'm going to vote my conscience. I'm going to vote against, you know, what the Electoral College said. And there was lawsuits, like states were suing people in the Electoral College saying, no, you have to vote for who we told you to.
Yeah. And I'll try to pull that up, because I remember reading that there was, I want to say it was 29 or 26 or 29 states.
Here, you keep going. I'll look it up.
Yeah, but not all the states have that law to where those electoral college members have to vote in accordance with the popular vote of that state. So December 14th, the Electoral College votes. They don't convene in one location. They vote in their respective state capitals. And then a record of that outcome is then mailed to the vice president, the archivist of the United States, and the state's secretary of state. U.S. District Court judge in the district where the vote took place.
So 33 states.
33 states have to
vote in accordance. D.C. Yeah. They require the electors vote for the pledged candidate. But they don't provide any penalty or mechanism to prevent them from going against it. Wait, 5 states provide a penalty of some sort, and 14 states provide for the vote to be canceled and the elector replaced. Okay, so some of this, like 19 states, have a way to spank the elector for not doing what they say.
Okay, but it still is done, right?
Yeah, so in the case of replacing the elector, they just replace him and put somebody in there. If you don't do it, we'll get somebody who will, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what if the elector votes against the state's wishes? And then they get punished. Does that vote still count?
It depends. I mean, in the states where they can replace you.
They can replace you and change
the vote.
Gotcha.
I guess that also begs the question, would they replace you? Like if you went against them and you were like, haha, replace me, fucking go ahead. Would they be like, fine?
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Like a tired parent. Just like, okay, fine. Vote your way. I'm just don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah. We're not going to let you do this again.
Right.
So December 14th, that all goes down. Then December 23rd is the deadline for receipt of the election results. So we go from the 14th of when they vote. 23rd is the deadline. If the vice president, the sitting vice president, does not receive the official record of all the state's electoral college vote by this deadline, then they must request the record from the relevant Secretary of State and U.S. District Court judge. So it's just like, hey, you didn't mail this to me. I got to ask somebody else. Then January 6th, 2021, is when Congress will count the electoral votes.
That's a long ass time between.
Yes, from November 3rd.
We're going to go home for Christmas.
Yes. Well, yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to count that shit.
We're going to count that shit.
There's 500 and something of these things. We can't count them all before Christmas.
hey, there's turkeys to be handled. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Turkeys and ham to be handled. Black Friday. You can't forget Black Friday.
Why is it going to be Black Friday?
It's got to go shopping.
Did you guys get any deals? Do anything?
I never go shopping on Black Friday. The only thing I do is buy a Christmas tree after Thanksgiving dinner. So it just grosses me out when people like bum rush stores. It's a control riot. I hate it.
Yeah. I waited till the day after Black Friday to go get our Christmas tree because I didn't even want to leave the house on Black Friday.
Right.
And I was like, we're staying home. Got the fire going, just hanging out.
Yep.
Okay. So January 6th, Congress counts the electoral votes. The newly elected Congress convenes in a joint session to count all the votes, right?
Okay.
So then that's when you know that, you know, if either one of the party receives the 270 electoral votes or a majority of the 538 members electoral college, then the vice president formally declares the winner of the election. Now, couple different things with what's going on, right?
Okay, so let's put this in terms here. I'll play devil's advocate. Let's put this in terms of what's happening right now. So theoretically, the Electoral College will vote in December. They'll go on their Christmas break. They'll come back. They'll count the votes, and then Mike Pence would certify or accept and declare that there has been enough electoral votes to declare somebody the actual president-elect.
Correct. That is correct. Now, here's where
this is all a moot point if the other candidate concedes, right?
No, there still has to be the...
I know, but you can concede an election and then...
Oh, yeah. Right,
so everybody makes a big deal about, you know, oh, so-and-so didn't concede or Trump didn't concede or, you know, there was a recent Senate race or Congress race locally here where it was such a tight race and finally one of the parties conceded and the other guy was like, okay, cool, we can stop fighting because once you concede, that's it. There's no more fighting.
Right, right.
Okay.
But we know that there's a bunch of shit going on in court right now and everything. So there's a lot of contested situations. So that brings me to the next point. A popular question is, well, who's the president if the election results are unknown by January 20th, which is Inauguration Day?
Right.
So there's two different scenarios that that this question even comes up. So let's say the shit's being dragged out in court and nothing is figured out by January 20th.
So and if what we remember then? It was a Gore and Bush.
Gore,
I'm jumping ahead.
No. You're good. No, that's
because that was an instant where it was like almost a month. It was like 27 days or 28.
It was 30 something days. I want to say,
and it wasn't a for sure who won the election until there was court cases decided. It was almost a month.
Correct. That was like, it was like 30 something days. And that was out of one county in one state where it was being contested.
Right.
So, Trump, I believe he's got like five or six states that he's, right, that he's saying, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. So buckle up.
Right. Know, right. It took him 30 days to do one county in Florida.
Yeah.
We're talking about how many counties and how many states.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, okay, let's just say January 20th comes.
Okay.
And they still haven't figured shit out. Shit is still tied up in the courts.
Okay.
What happens? Who, you know, who is the president then?
Oh, ooh, I know. Marco, do you know? Because I know.
No idea.
Okay, so it's based on the line of succession, I believe, right?
That is correct.
And so the line of succession. So technically, if it wasn't Inauguration Day, it would be the vice president because it's president then vice president. However, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, I'm just going off of like 10th grade U.S. history or poli sci or whatever it was. If there is no decision on the election, then there is no vice president
Here's the deal.
The third person in line, which is the fucking Speaker of the House,
right?
That is correct. Because on January 20th of 2021, regardless of what is going on, the president's term is up. Doesn't right. fucking matter what's going on in court. Doesn't okay, he doesn't get to sit in office until it's figured out on that day, the end of that day, stroke of midnight.
Your job's done.
Your four years are done.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's you're, it. Right.
You're done. So in the case of that, if the question is it's still, you know, up in the courts and everything, then yes, Thomas, you are correct. According to the U.S. mm-hmm. Code and the Presidential Succession Act of 1947.
Wait, they only figured this out in 1947? That seems like a long time to not have a plan. I mean, there was like a whole, like almost 200 years prior to that. Well, they didn't have a plan for this?
They had different, this was figured out, yeah, the presidential line of succession established in the 3 U.S. Code, Section 19, part of the Presidential Succession Act of 1947. Lays out who would assume the role,
but it was they didn't have. It was a new. This is a new plan. They had an old plan, probably.
So if there's a vacancy in the office in both offices of president and vice president, which there would be because their terms would be up,
right?
But then there's another little caveat. Also, it depends on whether a new Congress has been sworn in by January 20th as well. So as long as all these stars align. It's not that clear cut. So if a new Congress has been sworn in, then the next in line would be Speaker of the House of Representatives,
okay.
which currently is Nancy Pelosi.
But isn't her speakership, like that has to be voted on again if she's reelected as Speaker? And that has to happen before inauguration.
That has to happen, yeah. So if reelected to her seat, and the speakership,
because I believe she was reelected,
acting president. She was, yeah. Then, and if, as long as she gets the speakership again, then she's in.
Oh my God! Can you imagine like all the different people looking at the speakership, going, "Oh, I could be president for like 2 weeks,
yeah,
or 6 months."
So now, funny thing, if funny thing, crazy thing, whatever, a historic thing, if that were to happen, she would technically be the first woman U.S. president.
Yeah. This is her fucking plan the whole time, huh?
This is her plan. Think of all the ice cream she could stock in her frickin' freezer.
Oh my God.
She could
literally make a law banning the Five Finger Death Punch video that makes fun of her.
Yep. That could happen. That could happen.
Executive order.
It definitely could happen. So
if Pelosi is not, like, if the speakership isn't decided, who does it fall to?
Well, it'd be whoever the new Speaker of the House is.
Right, but what if they haven't elected a new Speaker of the House? Like, right, what if Congress isn't sworn in yet for some reason and they don't have a Speaker? Does it say who?
Well, it says, okay, so...
It does. It goes to Camacho Mountain Dew. It goes back to Camacho Mountain Dew. For all you that didn't get that at home, look that shit up.
Oh, by the way, if we reference that Metallica kid has to look something up, he promoted himself, like we said. So remember, it's Metallica guy.
Metallica guy. Apparently, I said that one time. I think one of you guys said that.
What?
Well, one of us referred to him as Metallica guy one time.
Right. You did.
And I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably did. Yeah, okay. Probably me.
Right. I think it was your Jameson night.
No, it was after that because I haven't drank in a while.
Anyway.
So then
it became Metallica kid. So he promoted himself back up to Metallica guy. He's like, no, I'm not a kid.
Okay. Let it be noted.
So let it be done.
Right. Yes. From this moment forth,
I was doing a little digging because I was ill prepared for that question, Thomas, and it looks like I found the answer. If a new Congress has not been sworn in by January 20th, then there would be no serving House.
Okay.
So there would be a partial Senate, however, made up of the 65 senators whose seats were not up for election.
Yes.
After the Speaker of the House, the next in line to serve as president.
Wait, I think I know this one too. Is it the president pro tem of the Senate?
That is correct.
Ah!
See, you knew the answer to your own question. Now, who would that be?
Well, I wasn't sure. President pro tem of the Senate. Is that Mitch McConnell?
No. The most senior member of the majority party.
Okay, so right now the majority party is Republicans, right? In the
of
Senate.
In a partial Senate, Democrats would hold a majority with 35 seats.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
And control the chamber. So the most senior member.
Is that Pelosi again?
No.
No, she's Congress. She's Congress. Who's the most senior senator on the Democrat side? Who is it?
It's from Vermont.
Oh, no. Crazy Uncle Byrne?
No, Pat Leahy.
Oh, okay.
So Pat, good old Uncle Pat.
One way or another, I got to be the president of the United States. Is it just me, or does Bernie Sanders sound like the anteater on the Pink Panther cartoon?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Remember the cartoon with the anteater? Hey, Ed.
Yes.
What are you doing? You come over here. It was based on Jackie Mason, the comedian.
Wow.
I swear to God, that's who Bernie Sanders sounds like.
When you say a classic mind blown, so I didn't have anything to say right away. I was just like,
"You were processing."
Oh my God! I got godsmacked. That's what happened. It's just like, oh my God! It's like a fucking dildo on the side of the head. Just boom.
Oh yeah, you're never gonna hear Bernie Sanders.
I'm gonna have to draw that fucking cartoon character with a fucking suit on in front of fucking Congress. Watch.
Dude, oh my God! Please. Right now. Do that so we can post it, please.
And done. I'll tell you what, if you can draw the aardvark in a business suit, like a navy blue suit with a red power tie, you know, you're working on my sleeve of all my childhood stuff, you know, on my arm.
Yeah.
You can throw that motherfucker in there somewhere.
Hey, somebody just fucking asked me if there was going to be a gobble gobble motherfucker cartoon drawn out. And I was like, you know what? I may just have to do that from the last episode.
Nice.
So. I like this. Anyway, so okay, so it would be Pat Leahy
President from Vermont. Leahy. President okay. would be the pro tem and serve as acting president.
Oh, geez. Okay. so now, what is the scenario where if the election results are voided, right? So if I know, from my understanding, is if the Supreme Court or if the court decides that the election had malfeasance or fraud or for whatever reason, they just basically say, we do believe that there was some malfeasance or fraud or whatever, but we don't know how to fix it. So we're just going to nullify the election results.
Yes. And then we just do it all over again.
No, I think the Senate, and I think Congress votes for the president. Well,
that's if no candidate received a majority of the vote, or if there was a tie, because you can get a tie in the electoral college vote. It can go to 269 to 269, and you could have a tie. Okay. So that happens, according to the 12th Amendment of the Constitution. The newly elected House of Representatives would determine the winner. So they would vote for the president. So a tie or a nullified vote, or if neither candidate, because of a third party candidate, received the
proper 270.
The proper 270, which has never happened but could happen if there was a strong enough, you know, third party.
Yeah, Ross Perot or somebody like that.
Yeah, that could eat up enough of the electoral, you know, college votes to where nobody gets 270. Then yes, then it would be the
Kanye West. I'm sorry.
It'd be the newly elected House of Representatives would determine the winner.
And I believe that in those cases, you have to vote your party.
Well, right? So the way that happens, because I was reading into that, and there's a lot of interesting things. So the states, you know, certify the results. Electors meet, have all that happy horse shit, all that stuff that we just discussed.
Okay.
And then the newly elected Congress meets on January 6th to count the votes. In the case of a tie, or if this was nullified, the House becomes responsible for electing the president, and the Senate responsible for electing the vice president. So choosing from three candidates who received the most electoral votes for president, each state delegation in the House casts one vote. A majority of votes are needed to win, which would be 26, because DC does not get to cast a vote. And then choosing between the two candidates who received the most electoral votes for vice president, each senator cast a vote with a majority of 51 needed to win. So theoretically, if there was a tie or some crazy shit happens, the House could say, cool, Biden won. And the Senate can go, cool, and Trump's the VP.
Damn, we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back to the old school.
And that,
you know what? That is old school, because back
that's
in the
how
day,
it used to be.
The loser became the vice president.
Yeah, yeah, the loser would become vice president.
So now, if the House doesn't, if there's not a majority to win, the House will continue to vote until one candidate receives a majority. So if there's
honestly, I think at that point they should just go to penalty kicks. Have them two old fuckers line up in front of the fucking goal with the other one defending.
Go
to 10 penalty kicks.
I'll go with you, but it has to be hockey. I want to see them ice.
Now I'm gonna.
I figured.
Now I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you the zinger. Whole thing.
Oh no! Right? Here we go.
So if necessary, the House. You know, let's say the House doesn't decide on the president because some crazy malarkey is going on and they have to keep voting. If they don't reach a decision by March 4th, if the House does not select a new president by March 4th, the vice president elect serves as acting president.
Until they figure it out.
Yeah.
So you'd have Kamala Harris as president until they figure out who won.
Well, that's what doesn't make sense, because if there was a tie,
could you have a
vice president elect. So I think what they're referring to, and I'd have to, you know, read more up on it, but I thought I had all my ducks in a row, but clearly I'm a little lagging on this one. It sounds like when they say the vice president elect would be through the Senate.
So the picks, Senate, right? That's the thing. The Senate picks a vice president. So is that become the vice president elect and they serve while the other assholes figure out who the president is?
That's how I'm interpreting that.
That would make sense, I guess, in a weird, way to go. 1947. Way to really clarify things.
Do you guys ever watch fucking, basketball?
Yes.
When they fucking try to explain the extra fucking the rules of the extra fucking games and shit like that, if they can't be decided, and
yeah, right?
They are fucking yeah.
They go to a double secret overtime with.
Yeah.
Oh. So let's unpack weird like scenarios. So really, our choices that are the people that could theoretically end up being president of the United States sometime in January are Trump, Biden, Pence, Harris, and Pelosi.
Or, that is correct.
Or LaHaye.
Yes.
It was in LaHaye? Leahy.
Leahy.
Yeah.
So this is so bizarre to me because like, I posted after the election. I was so just disgusted by it. I'm like, shame on you. Shame on all of you, because, you know, you guys, this is what you get. You asked for this mess because for the last 4 or 5 years, you guys have been just slinging mud at each other. And now fucking here we are. Right. And I'm not talking like the president and the other people. I'm talking about red and blue, like talking about left and right. Totally. In general. You know, I almost voted for Joe Jorgensen because that chick's like, you want a tank? You can have a tank. I don't care.
Yep. You get a tank.
Can you afford a tank? Yes. Then you can then have a tank.
You can have a tank.
Yeah.
More power to you.
Hey, man, back in the day, the motherfuckers had cannons in their fucking front yards.
I know, right? Ugh, crazy. So it's funny. I just worry about, like, as far as our freedoms and stuff go, because I just don't recognize what's happening in this country right now. It's just so bananas when you have a Supreme Court ruling just recently that said that New York State can't limit the number of people that are in churches. And they were rightly saying you can't limit churches, but tell restaurants and liquor stores and shit that they can stay open. You know? And then you had a Supreme Court justice write a dissenting opinion where she basically said, yeah, but people don't sit in liquor stores for an hour to talk and sing. I'm like, well, clearly you haven't been to the liquor stores. I have been to.
Yeah, you can go hang out at 7-Eleven right down the street from my house.
There was a liquor store in a college town near where I was a cop that had a little bar area inside the liquor store. And you could go and buy liquor and sit down and watch a football game and drink in the liquor store. I don't know how that's really legal, but yeah.
I was just saying, like, how the fuck is that legal?
I don't know. They had a double liquor permit where they could have a consumption and a sales, you know, off premises sales or whatever permit.
Well, how does it work with like barbershops where you could have, like, I know they can't sell you the because, like, you know, if you go to a traditional barbershop, they have free drinks and they offer.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah.
It's private property.
It falls under the private property thing. That got changed back. Because that used to be the way years ago, and then they cut the shit out. And then it's only as of, God, I want to say like 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, if that. Yeah, they got changed back to
pay for a beer. You.
No, right? No, they can offer you one,
right?
Yeah, because the place I go to, it's like, hey, would you like a drink? Would you, you know? And it's, they got hard liquor, they got beer, everything.
Right.
The first place I tried, old granddad. I went to a traditional barbershop. Here, have some old granddad. I was like, sure.
It's a little watered down.
Yeah, but you know what upsets me with everything that's going on is just like I just had a total fucking brain fart.
Well, what I was going to say about the to finish my thought is, as far as like the freedoms, I just posted a meme on our page where it was like, you know, back when we were growing up, the smart ass answer when somebody's like, hey, do you mind if I smoke? It's a free country. You know, hey, can I, do you mind if I change the station? It's a free country. Right. So I posted this thing when your buddy asks, you know, when you ask your buddy if you can do something and he says it's a free country and you go, is it though? Right? I posted that meme because like, it's bananas where I've heard that in the county where I happen to reside, or I don't live in the city limits, but I guess we were talking about this earlier today, Matt, because we both happen to be near the same city. Yes. The mayor is literally authorized the disconnection of power and the disconnection of water to houses for committing egregious violations of partying. Like if you have way too many fucking people over, they'll authorize them to turn off your water and turn off your power. And I said, how is that legal? And you said,
it's not.
Like, it's not at all. Right. I mean, your landlord can't do that shit.
No. And somebody, like, that's the one thing you can't do that because somebody is black, or because somebody's white, or because somebody's a Christian, or that's like one of the basic human, like, you have the right, if you paying for it, you get to have that service.
Yeah. If we all want to get together and have a chicken pox party, we can have a chicken pox party. So if we want to get together and have a COVID party, we can go fucking have a fucking COVID party.
No, here, we're just going to call it a protest. Cause according to the new safer at home order for the city and county that I'm in, you're allowed to exercise outside. You're not allowed to gather outside or inside with people outside of your household in large numbers, unless it's for religious reasons or a protest.
Well,
that's literally written down there. So what does that mean? So whenever somebody says, hey, break it up. Now we're protesting.
I'm going to have church services in my house every Friday night.
Yeah.
I should just have a fucking bunch of picket signs just in the front, just fucking park just them
like
there,
ready to go. Day. Just like
make a fucking bunch of signs and just keep them on fucking deck and just hand them out like party favors and say, you know, cops show up, just like, all right, everyone grab this.
I'm protesting people who protest.
That just made me think of something. What if there was a sign makers union? What would they do if they went on strike?
Yell.
I see what you did.
So, okay. So here's a fucked up thing. Like, we're in such a weird, like, kind of a quandary. I made up this joke at work today because somebody at work is out, right, for the rest of the week because, and I kid you not, they were exposed to a child who spent Thanksgiving with a father who then popped hot for COVID. Right.
Okay. Give me that breakdown again.
So
one more time.
Imagine if
so. First person.
Okay. Uh-huh. So the first person works at my work.
Yep.
They are around their brother, whose fiance's kid's dad.
Right. Okay. Fiance.
I'm already lost.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. So this is twice from. This is 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon COVID. Go ahead. Keep going.
Exactly. So we sanitized the office because this guy had been in there. I mean. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, because when you work at a job, you have a boss and your boss says sanitize the office and you fucking do. And so somebody asked me, how is everything? And I was like, dude, I might as well call the team from Monsters, Inc. This is a 2319 situation we have.
Always watching.
And then, so now whenever, you know, anybody I work with or whatever, like when I hear, you know, somebody knows somebody that popped up for COVID, I'm just going to yell 2319. Right?
Start doing that too. Hell yeah.
But
hey, so I have a question.
And it works. COVID-19, 2319.
2319. Yep.
Okay.
Hey, so wait, is there anything but COVID now? Is it all COVID? Right.
Somebody's
all COVID. COVID. It's all COVID.
That's all COVID. COVID. Right.
There's no more. Nobody's dying from heart disease.
COVID.
Yeah.
Right. Right, you got a runny nose, COVID.
But it's true. Right now, if you cough, you're like, no, it was a bad piece of food.
I say not a symptom whenever I cough or sneeze.
Right, exactly.
It started out as a joke, and now it's just a reflex. Like, not a symptom.
Not a symptom. Right. But then what I thought about the Monsters, Inc. thing, though, is like all those poor monsters that got attacked by the decon crew and shaved bald. Mm-hmm. For a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Right? Cause it turns out the kids weren't dangerous in Monsters, Inc. Right. And then I was talking to my daughter about this. I'm like, yeah, we called it a 2319 and we disinfected the office. And I thought about all those poor monsters that got shaved bald for a lie. And she goes, oh, kind of like now. And I was like, oh my God, from the mouths of babes. My daughter is so smart. If she sees that basically all this mask and social distancing bullshit is the equivalent of us getting shaved bald to avoid something that's not actually as dangerous as they tell you it is.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not a matter of if you're going to get exposed to this. It's a matter of when it's going to fucking happen.
Correct.
You know, we're all going to fucking get it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would be willing to bet since the coronavirus has been on the can of Lysol as a germ that it disinfects. We've had it. We've all had it.
Well, yeah, we've had different
strains.
Yeah,
different strains of it. It's just that this strain of it happens to be causing in some people this respiratory disease that can kill you. Well, you know, I mean, this H1N1, you know, all these different nature is always trying to kill you. The day you're born, nature is trying to kill you, right? So
I just pictured Mother Nature with one of those little half capes and the little long mustaches, tying little babies to the railroad track, you know what I'm saying? The little goatee, thin goatee, long mustache. I got you now, baby.
Jesus Christ.
There's your drawing. There's your drawing. It's Mother Nature with a snidely whiplash mustache tying babies to a railroad track there.
That's it. I brought it all back to the railroad track. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is that with our latest civics lesson that you just gave us, that nothing is for certain and we don't know shit and won't know shit until they try to have the electoral college votes and determine if they can even have the electoral college votes right now.
That's
because of lawsuits.
That's correct.
boy.
Yes. So standby to standby, hurry up and wait.
Yeah, standby to standby. That's correct.
You know, we can, you know, I can announce that I'm the fucking president. It doesn't make it so until the Electoral College votes and everything goes through the proper process.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's, and I remember what I was going to say earlier was that with all of this, I'm just disappointed that this is all happening because it's just going to leave such a stain on this wonderful thing that we get to participate in with in voting. And I just want the truth to come out. I want it to be correct. I want it to be right. I don't, at this point, it doesn't, I wish that more over who actually wins, because the shit that has been thrown on this system and making people go, well, what the fuck, does my vote even matter? And what the fuck? And that's more dangerous in my opinion, because you get, you know, you get all these pissed off people that just lose faith in the system and think the system is just fucking broken, which clearly part of it is, because I'm sorry, if you find 100 fraudulent votes, that's 100 too fucking many out of the millions that vote. It's like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's a huge fucking deal.
It's a huge deal. There shouldn't be one.
It's a huge fucking deal. There shouldn't be one.
Look at the countries that do it right, where they dye your fucking finger and that's it.
Like, yeah.
Your fingers has got purple.
You remember that? Seeing that on TV in Iraq when they got the vote? Yeah.
That's,
I remember watching that. That was a historic fucking moment.
I was like, that's, and they're holding up their purple fingers going, look, we got to vote.
We got to vote.
It counted. You know, and here's what makes me not sad. I'm, you know, sad is when I watch two people that I like, who have different political opinions, and all they do is like thrash each other instead of having an intelligent conversation.
Right.
That's sad. Right.
Right.
I'm not sad. I'm fucking pissed. And what I'm pissed about is that we have gotten to a place in this country where, let's face it, you're going to have 70 million, roughly 70 million people on one side and 70 million people on the other side, right, of this argument.
Yeah.
And no matter how this turns out, 70 million people are going to feel like this was fraudulent and stolen.
Correct.
If Trump wins, there's going to be 70 million people that think that, well, Biden got all the votes and Trump just gamed the system and used lawsuits to win. And if Biden wins, there's going to be 70 million people that think that Biden and his team committed so much fraud and fake ballots and all that kind of stuff that they're not going to. So we are literally it pissed me off before because I always got mad that we were voting for the lesser of two evils. But now we're not even voting for the lesser of two evils. We're staring down the fact that everybody on one side is not just going to be mad that they lost. They're going to think they were fucking cheated.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is a problem.
That's
dangerous. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's real fucking dangerous.
Buckle up.
Right. I can accept. I have accepted multiple election results where my candidate lost. I didn't vote for Obama either time. I didn't like the guy. I thought he was all talk, no action, didn't have the frickin'. I mean, I can go into all the reasons I didn't like him. But, you know, aside from the fact that he treated a Secret Service agent of mine like shit and was a racist to him when he was running the first time, that was my first impression of the guy. And hey, let's face it. Once you do that, I'm like, nah, dude, I'm out. Right.
Yeah.
But that's a story I should tell on the podcast someday. Is
yes,
Obama was racist to somebody in a secret. He was racist to a Secret Service agent in the back of a limo in private when nobody could see it. But I digress. My point being, I didn't vote for him either time, and he won twice in a row. Right. So I didn't feel at the time that either one of those elections I had been cheated out of my candidate winning. I felt like I had voted for the person I wanted and they didn't get enough votes. This is the first time where I'm looking at it and I'm going, both sides are going to look at the other side and go, you fucking cheated.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. We're in a lose-lose situation.
Right. It's no longer the lesser of two evils. It's lose-lose.
Yep. And there's two types of people in this world that after this situation happens, there's those of you that stocked up on toilet paper, and there's those of us that stocked up on ammo. We are not the same. We're not the same.
No. Oh God, that's hilarious. And you know, it's the old adage. Well, some people stocked up on both, but here's another one that I don't get is, have you ever met somebody that says, you know, they go, oh, well, you're a prepper. I'm all, yeah, you should, you know, I'm not a prepper, but they'll say, oh, well, you know, I don't need to prep. I could just go to find one of these people that's stockpiled all that shit and take it from them. And I'm like, you clearly don't understand the mindset of somebody who's willing to stockpile food.
Yes. You don't know what else they have stockpiled and what they do on their off days to train to protect said stockpile.
Have you ever brought home an animal from the pound and like the first hour they're with you, you try to take the food away from them?
Yeah.
That's kind of how preppers are. Oh God. This is going to be an interesting couple of months then.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely is. I want to shift gears for a minute because we haven't talked since Turkey Day. Did you guys have a good Turkey Day? Did you break the law? Have a lot of people over? Like a good American?
We only had two households over and we had exactly 10 people, Mr. Governor Fuhrer of California.
Yeah.
So did you, slick
Newsom.
So did you take my advice and break a pool cue, throw it on the ground, and you know have the 11th person be the 10th person be settled?
You know, situation solved itself. We had some elderly people that we invited that were afraid to leave their house because of COVID, and so they declined to attend. And to be honest, when you're clinging to every day. And I can't imagine being the age where you lay. Yes, I can actually, because it used to happen when I was a cop. You'd lay your head down on your pillow and think, "Am I going to wake up?"
Oh wow!
Like at a certain point, like at the age that my wife's grandparents are, when they go to bed every night, it like you lay your head down on the pillow and you go, "I could be closing my eyes for the very last time right fucking now."
I hope when I go, it's like early in the morning, so I didn't go to work for nothing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I don't want to die like after I finish my day. Can you imagine you're clocking out and you have a heart attack and you're like, fuck, I didn't have to come in today.
Pissed me off. Yep. Didn't have to come in today at all.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
How about you, well, Marco? Did you have a good Turkey Day?
Yeah, it was all right.
Wow, good. It was cool. I think what people are seeing now is like, because we get asked, you know, are we going to talk about this? Are we going to talk about that? So I hope people are starting to get the impression that we are just going to bullshit about whatever interests us that's topical. Like now is Matt decided to bring us a civics lesson on the peaceful transfer of power and how, you know, normally it's straightforward, but buckle up because it could get real ugly.
Yeah.
And real weird, mm-hmm. apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already ugly. It's already weird. It's just going to get uglier and weirder, in my opinion.
Oh my God. So. Can you imagine like the text messages that Pelosi would send Clinton?
Oh, Jesus.
She'd be like, fuck you, bitch. Ha ha. Poop emoji. Poop emoji. Middle finger.
Oh, man. She's still not over the fact that she lost in 2016, in my opinion.
Oh my God.
She brings that up every once in a while. Yeah.
For real.
So we have a few minutes left because I set a timer like a good boy. So we wouldn't ramble on and on and on. I want to bring up something that happened to me on the way home that made me decide there ought to be a law. It's going to be my new segment called There Ought to Be a Law.
Okay. To be fair, this isn't this kind of a rehashing of the old segment of, you know what really pisses me off?
Yeah, you know what really pisses me off?
You know what really burns my biscuits?
Well, there ought to be a law. Okay. If you call somebody out for a physical altercation, you do not get to back down once said person confronts you and says, okay, let's roll, motherfucker. You don't get to.
Well, okay, so there has to be a mechanism where if you do back out after you've thrown the challenge down, that that you have to either pay me money, I get a free hit, or somehow publicly humiliate you. There has to be like a penalty for backing out of
that shit. Yeah, there's got to be something. There's got to be something.
Back in the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it was fashionable to duel.
Oh my
God. You slapped a motherfucker across the face with your glove. One of the motherfuckers had to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there was no like, sir, I taketh back the slapping. You know,
No. It's, no. We're going.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So we have a couple minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So since we're on civics, I have a really fucking cool story that I just heard about that very subject, Marco. So picture this, right? You are the state tax man, whatever. Like, this is like the 1800s, mid-1800s, and you're the state controller, right? You're the guy who controls all the taxes for the state, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And you see this article printed in the newspaper that's basically a letter to the editor from a woman, right? And she is writing about how terrible, terrible, terrible your policies are and how you're the worst at your job ever.
How long ago is this?
It's the mid-1800s.
Oh, right? So we take it back. Last time we said the first recorded Karen was the one that was blowing up.
I'm going to go ahead and say that your time frame does not support a woman having a job where she was a writer like that.
Okay, here's the thing. But here's the thing.
Hey, that's history.
And you're right. You're right. So the guy goes to the newspaper editor and says, I want this woman to apologize because that's bullshit. She can't say that about me. He goes, well, first of all, it's a newspaper. She can say whatever she wants. You know, it's my newspaper and I printed it. Second of all, it's not a woman. You know, they used a pen name of a woman and they wrote the letter as if a woman had written it, but it's a guy. And he was like, well, I demand satisfaction. I demand he retract it. So the editor sent a message to this guy and said, hey, he's demanding that you retract your statement. And he goes, I'll retract my statement when he asks in a more gentlemanly fashion. Ooh. Basically a fuck you state tax guy, right? So the state tax guy finds out that this is a dude and that he insulted him. So he challenges him to a duel. Right. And this was in Illinois. And I think Missouri was right next to it. So Illinois had outlawed dueling, but Missouri was like totally legal. So basically it was so commonplace. What they would do is they say, okay, meet me on that island. And it was, you know, an island that was just across the state lines and all the dueling, it was called Blood Island or some shit like that, because all the dueling would be down on this island. Right. Dude shows up, says pistols at dawn on Blood Island or whatever. And thanks, Mike Rowe, because Mike Rowe told me this story and I freaking love it. The guy messages him back or whatever, responds back and says, oh, I'll duel with you, but it won't be pistols. It'll be broadswords. We're going to fight like men. Right.
Nice.
And the guy's like, what now? And he goes, yeah, I'm setting the terms. Now, keep in mind, right? This was all because when he finally confronted this man and challenged him to a duel and the guy says broadswords, this guy has like a good 6 or 7 inches height and used to be a logger, like the guy that he has to duel against. And he's got a reach on him and he's like, broadswords. And here's what we'll do. We'll get in the pit, the dueling pit, and we'll lay a plank down across the pit. And if either one of us crosses that plank, it'll be considered a mortal blow and the duel will be over. But otherwise it's just, we got to stay on our side of the board and hack each other pieces. And this guy's like, dude, there's no way. This guy's got a reach. Like, I'm screwed. But he can't fucking back out of it, right?
Right.
He couldn't. So he went there to this pit to fucking duel this dude with broadswords, knowing he couldn't back out of it. But the guy who challenged him, once he got in the pit, he grabbed the broadsword. He hacked a fucking tree branch, like just whack, one whack. The tree branch came off. The guy's like shitting a brick going, I'm going to die. Right. So the really tall guy who wrote the article comes over and he goes, hey, before we do this, do you want to actually sit down and talk about my complaints like gentlemen? And the guy's like, yes, please. Yes, yes. That sounds really good.
Sounds like a good deal.
And ladies and gentlemen, the really tall man was fucking Abraham Lincoln before he was president.
Respect.
Wow.
Yep. And the guy he challenged was like some state controller. They ended up becoming friends, and he later gave him a commission in the Union Army during the Civil War, and he served under Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War. But there was a point at which this dude couldn't back out of a duel with Abraham Lincoln, and Abraham Lincoln's like, I knew I couldn't hit it worth shit with a pistol, but I knew that I had a pretty good chance to hack him to pieces with a broadsword.
Jesus!
And back then, and the way duels work, if you challenge somebody to a duel and they accept, they get to set the terms of the duel.
Terms, right. Yeah.
The person being challenged. So that's why Abraham Lincoln was like, fuck it, broadswords, bitch.
Amazing. So,
with our civics lesson, I just wanted to share that cool ass fucking Abraham Lincoln broadsword story.
I'm surprised it wasn't an axe. I'm surprised it wasn't an axe and it wasn't against a vampire. I'm just saying, I saw the movie.
I've heard that's pretty historically accurate.
I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like I should.
You know,
you should. It's a glance back at history.
Yeah,
it really is. It's fuck Lincoln. That vampire, Abraham Lincoln vampire herd. That Steven Spielberg should have done that one instead.
That's the one right there.
Yeah.
Well, shit, boys, that just about brings us to the end of this wonderful journey this week.
Yeah, thank you for the civics lesson.
Yeah, you know what else I learned this morning is we're recording this on December 1st. Y'all are listening to this on the 3rd? December 3rd. So apparently, I'll leave you with this. On the first day of the month, what you're supposed to do is the first word you say should be rabbit, because it will bring you good luck for the rest of the month.
How does that work out? I don't know,
but you know what? It's 2020. Guess what I did when I got up this morning, went down to the garage. Before I opened my mouth, said anything, I said rabbit, because what can it hurt, right? Why not?
I saw one that said for New Year's Eve this year on December 31st at the stroke of midnight, y'all motherfuckers better not yell Happy New Year. Y'all better yell Jumanji and get us the fuck out of this game.
Yes. 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 Oh, my God. I'm doing that.
Dude, I am so doing it. New Year's Eve, December 31st, 11:59. Once it hits 12. Jumanji. Podcast listeners. Hey, you know what? Let's get everybody. We'll post videos of us doing it.
I'm down.
Listeners to hashtag Jumanji 2021.
Yep.
And
yep.
Tag us in it and post a video of you saying Jumanji at midnight on social media. Let's see how many we can get. Get all your friends to do it.
Yeah. And also, speaking of posting and talking stuff, y'all motherfuckers that want to reach out and talk to us on the gram, don't go through war stories, because Marco and I aren't going to see that shit.
That's true. Yeah, if you want to talk to Marco, Marco might even answer you. Matt might even answer you if you DM us on Instagram under Locker Room or on the Facebook page, because they have control of that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can see shit. Anyway, yeah.
Well,
so
on
that note, you know what? I'm not going to give the email address, because none of you motherfuckers email us. You DM us on our social fucking media shit through
although
Facebook.
We did get that email. I forwarded it to Marco and Matt because we got some stuff to look at. So
one of our listeners, we
got your email and I forwarded it to them, and we will be looking at it and discussing it, similar to the Five Finger Death Punch thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease for the next time, because Marco gets to pick the next episode, but I'm after that. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit closer to Christmas than y'all motherfuckers. So I want to do a movie watch. I want to do, like, the three of us are all going to watch a movie and we're going to talk about it, and it's going to be a Christmas movie. So hit us up in the DMs, because I'm thinking, we already did Die Hard, we maybe should do one of my other favorite Christmas movies, Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Okay.
Because fuck you, Lethal Weapon's a Christmas movie. Or
agreed.
Another good Christmas movie, Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, it's been a long time since
I've
seen that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Holy crap. A long time.
Gina Davis, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't
mind
rewatching
that.
Maybe
we should we have listeners send us suggestions for what we should do? Because it has to be a Christmas movie. And we already did that.
Send suggestions, and then we'll get like
the top
ones. The top three or four, and we'll put a poll up there and have everybody vote on out of those which ones it should be.
Because we could do A Christmas Story, we could do Christmas Vacation, we could do Elf, we could do a non-traditional Christmas movie, like I said, like Lethal Weapon or Long Kiss Goodnight, or there's Batman Returns is a fucking cool Christmas movie. If it's set at Christmas time, it's a Christmas movie. That's right.
That is correct.
So, all right. Well, I think on that note, gentlemen,
let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
We'll see you in the locker room.
See ya.
Later.
Bye.